The Idaho legislature is 1 week closer to going home, but the specific date is still uncertain. Many of the budget bills have passed out of the Joint Finance Appropriations Committee, also known as JFAC, and through the House and Senate. But some policy bills are slowing down the session. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright lawmakers are getting cranky.
It's March 15th. That's, I guess, beware of the Ides of March day.
That's very accurate today.
Yeah, it is. We're supposedly close to the end of the session now. Today's the 68th legislative day. The original intent was to be out of here on the 25th, I think it was, which is a Monday, but that meant they had to finish all their business by next Wednesday, by the 20th, I think it was. It's pretty obvious they're not going to get there at this point.
Doesn't look like it.
No, there's a lot of things left undone. You know, most of the big budget lifting has been done. It's come out of JFAC. In most cases, it's passed on both chambers. Not true still in a few important cases. But for the most part, the budget thing is going along. But they're clearly hung up on some other things. Samantha, last week we talked about the fact that it looked like the Medicaid bill and the sideboard issue was going to be the going home bill this year. And I think that's still true. But it looks like there's another going home bill now, and that's the education formula, funding formula, which has kind of blown up a bit in the last few days in the session. So where we are right now is we're closing in on 500 bills that have been introduced. A lot of stuff is still in the hamper. As of yesterday, there were 58 bills on the third reading calendar in the House. That's a lot. That's the bills that they're supposed to be hearing and voting on. There's 14 on the second reading calendar. And in the Senate, there's 21 on the third reading calendar, plus another 7 on the floor amendment calendar. So there's a lot of stuff on the floor. Most of the action, not all, but most of the action now shifted from the committees to the floor.
And we've got a lot of, I don't know, cranky people. There's a lot of disagreements on all sides, and we've got a lot of sides.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's to be expected. It's kind of like that and like this almost every year toward the end. There's a great line from Iris Murdoch, a British writer who talked about marriage. And she said, marriage is a long journey in close quarters. Well, in some ways, the legislative session is kind of a long journey in close quarters. And by the end of the session, people get a little cranky about things. There seems to be more testiness right now than normal because it's spread over several different dimensions. You know, you've got the House a little bit ticked at the Senate for not hearing some of their bills. That happens every year, it seems to me. You've got the Democrats a little ticked at the Republicans because they feel like they're not being brought into the process very much. That often happens as well. It appears that you've got a couple of factions within the House Republican Party itself that are kind of gnarling at one another right now. So there's a lot of dissension and crankiness right now.
And the big bill of the week is the ballot initiative bill, which we first really got into on Monday. So where are we with that?
Yeah, it's certainly one of the big bills because it's attracted so much attention. This is the bill that would change, in fact, toughen the requirements for getting something onto the ballot initiative. The requirements, the obstacle or the standards would be raised even higher. So this bill has caused a lot of pushback from some people in the public. There was a Monday hearing where I was there. I would guess probably 150 or so people were in the Lincoln Room, almost all of whom were opposed to this bill. And there wasn't a lot of testimony given because they simply ran out of time. There had been a couple of controversial bills on schedule before that, and so they basically ran out of time after a three-hour committee meeting. So they rescheduled the testimony for this. This is Senate Bill 1159. They rescheduled that for today, and it'll be interesting to see if people come out again in large numbers as they did on Monday to testify on this bill.
And we still have to wait and see what happens.
Exactly.